am Alexander B. Stevens. This is the brand new up and coming podcast entitled, What Is He Thinking? The sometimes uncomfortable, sometimes politically incorrect, but always sincere and truthful podcast for the benefit of women from the perspective of men. You've got questions? I've got answers. What's going on? This is Alexander B. Stevens back in the building again, back in your eardrums one more time for another edition of the podcast for your information, education, and edification. Lucky episode number 13. Let's go. All right, What Is He Thinking podcast. This podcast, what is it supposed to be about? What did I promise you? I promised you, as my listener, that you would get a peek behind the curtain on the thought process of the majority of men in the dating arena. So that's exactly what we're going to do this episode. Last episode, we talked about a dating philosophy, a dating strategy that a lot of women have that men don't understand, and that is also counterproductive and detrimental to their dating success. This week, we're going to talk about the general dating strategy, decision making, and mindset of the majority of men who are in the dating market today. Let's call this episode The Dude's Dating Decision Tree. That alliteration is free, by the way. Anyway, I'm going to take you from the moment a particular guy sees you for the very first time all the way up until the relationship. We're going to go from strangers all the way up into a long-term serious relationship. Before I take you down that road, I would like to start things off with some disclaimers and parameters. First, half of the things that I'm going to mention aren't necessarily conscious decision. A lot of these things happen subconsciously in the back of one's mind. They don't even realize that they're doing this. So if you want to ask one of your guy friends about this list that I'm going to give you, about this timeline, this decision tree that I'm going to explain, once he listens to it, he's either going to not tell you the full truth because some of the things I'm going to mention are politically incorrect, or he's gonna nod his head and say, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I bet I do that. I kind of do that. But he won't really be able to explain it to you before I explain it to you because a lot of it is subconscious and he doesn't even realize that he's doing it. So disclaimer number one, this dude dating decision tree, a lot of it happens subconsciously and some of it is politically incorrect. So some guys are gonna try to hide or soften parts of it anyway. They're not gonna keep it 100. Like I am. Disclaimer number two, this train of thought, this decision tree, this timeline that I'm going to give you is strongest for a man who's in his 20s, but as a man gets older, as he gets more experience with women, or as he's in more relationships, or even if he ends up having a daughter somewhere along the way before he gets married, his mindset, his decision making might change, it might soften, it might become a little bit more to what you probably want it to be. I'm not saying it's gonna 100% change, but it does lessen as a man gets older, as a man has more significant romantic experience in his past, and or as a man has a daughter of his own. So he might for the first time think of women differently. So disclaimer number two, assume that I'm exactly describing the mindset of men who are new to the dating market. I don't know, men who are 16 to 30, 16 to 36. And typically the beginning portion of this decision tree that I'm about to describe slowly starts to change as a man gets older into his 40s or 50s, or he has daughters, all of which, by the way, coincidentally coincides with the lessening and decrease in a man's God-given natural testosterone. But hey, let's not focus on that. Disclaimer number three, final disclaimer, is that I'm trying to speak for the majority of men. I'm trying to be general, something that's gonna umbrella cover most men. But you must always remember that everything is relative. What I say is relative to the individual, relative to his experience with women, and relative to his sexual market value. A guy who had no experience might not think of things the same as a guy who has plenty of experience. A guy who had women chasing after him since he was the quarterback on the middle school football team isn't going to exactly have the same mindset as a guy who didn't have women paying him any romantic sexual attention until he was 30 years old, making $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year. A guy who grew up in a small town's not going to have the same mindset as a guy who grew up in the big city, as a guy who grew up in the suburbs, as a guy who grew up with two parents, or one parent, or no parent, or good parents, bad parents, etc. You understand what I'm saying. Everything is relative. I'm just trying to give you a general umbrella overall idea of the decision making that goes through a guy's head regarding dating when he meets a woman for the first time. All right, let's get to it. The first thing that goes through a guy's head, either consciously or subconsciously, when he sees a new woman for the first time is, does he want to fornicate with her or not? Would he fornicate with her today or not? How physically attractive is she and how attractive is he to her? This goes through men's age in high school, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, single men, men in relationships, even some men that are married. The very first thing that happens when he sees a new woman is, would I sleep with her or not? That's the first question that arises. A lot of people, when it comes to dating and talking about relationships, spend time trying to evaluate another party by 0 to 10 scale. 10 is perfect, 5 is average, and things of that nature. Is she a 7? Is she an 8? Is she a 4? But the only scale that really truly matters, at least at first, is the yes or no scale. If a guy looks at her and be like, yes, I would, or no, I wouldn't, that's the only thing that really matters at first. So I'm sorry to say, and this might turn off or put off some of you women, but pretty much the first time any guy looks at you, the first time any guy sees you, as long as he thinks you're within 20, 30, or sometimes even 40 years of his age, the first thing he subconsciously thinks, or the first question he subconsciously asks himself is, would I or wouldn't I? Pretty much the only exceptions to this are if the woman is over 60 and gives off grandma vibes, if the female is underage and prepubescent, if the woman was initially introduced as a long-lost relative or an in-law of some sort, or lastly, if the man's been with the same woman for over 20 years and he has daughters who are high school age or older. So the first thing when we look at a woman that we have to decide is, would we or wouldn't we? If the answer is no, we wouldn't, and none of those exceptions that I just listed apply, then that means that we have put the woman in category 0, level 0 of attraction. If you want a refresher on the different levels of attraction, please stop right now and listen to my second podcast, podcast number 2, the 4 levels of attraction. So, if we say no, that means she's a level 0. If we say yes, that means she could be anywhere from 1 through 4. Let's assume we say yes. Now let's move down the decision tree. So yes, we would have sex with this woman if she would allow it. Then the second thing that comes to our mind is an age check. Now this age check has been socialized into our brains, into our decision making over the last 50 years, and it isn't necessarily natural for the majority of men. As anyone who studies history would tell you, that in the beginning years of civilization, even up to 70, 60 years ago, parents would push their teenage daughters to end up marrying a guy in his late 20s or 30s, because he would be more able to protect, provide, lead, and look after his woman and family because he has established himself and has done some living. But as we know, today in 2021, full-grown men and teenage women, or full-grown men and even women that are too early in their 20s, are frowned upon in society. So because of this, 99.9% of men have either psyched themselves out into not being attracted to younger women who have all the physical attributes of a woman he would normally be attracted to, or they have consciously added this step into their decision-making tree in order to prevent themselves from dealing with a woman who is under 18 or under 21 or under a certain number of years younger than he is. The general rule of thumb for this, for a lot of guys, is half his age plus 7. The woman he's dealing with must be at least half his age plus 7. So for a 20-year-old guy, that's 10 plus 7, she must be at least 17. For a 40-year-old guy, that's 20 plus 7, she must be at least 27. For a 60-year-old guy, that's 30 plus 7, she must be at least 37. So in general, guys artificially put this limitation, this lower limit on the women they would deal with in order not to have to deal with social ramifications and, of course, legal ones. Besides the social and legal aspect of her age, men also do an age check to determine how seriously or unseriously they should take this woman. If she is real close to that bottom age limit, he knows that he's probably in for a headache, in for an immature woman. So he might just have this woman in attraction level 1 or 2, just a plaything for fun. Similarly, if she is at an age bracket in which she would be too old to have kids, and this is a man who wants to have kids, or she's at an age bracket that he knows he couldn't build anything long and sustained with her, then he's probably gonna put her in the same category that he puts the young girl, category 1 or 2. So you can be too old or too young to be taken seriously by a man. Will he tell you this straight away? Most won't, but the fact remains that it happens a lot. So let's go down the decision tree. If the answer to number 1 was yes, but the answer to the age requirement was no, then of course you get bumped to attraction level 0 and you're out the game, or he's gonna treat you like a kid, a niece, or something like that. If the answer was yes, then he's still trying to determine how seriously he should take you and how much effort he should expend toward you. You can be too old to expend a lot of effort towards or to be taken too seriously, or of course you could be too young. It's all relative to his age, what he's looking for, and of course the woman in question's age. All right, let's move on to number 3. Number 3 is the DMC, the Dirty Mackin' Check. Dirty Mackin' is a slang term that basically is defined as, is the man using low character, low integrity techniques, strategies, or decision making when he is choosing to approach, pursue, romance a woman? Is he low integrity and low character in his pursuit of a woman? So, a dirty macking self-check would be the following. Is the woman in question married or not? If not, I will not pursue her. Is the woman in question in a relationship or not? Is the woman in question the ex of one of my friends or family members? Is the woman in question not the ex of one of my friends or family members, but a woman that he tried to pursue, failed at, and is still heartbroken by to this day? Is the woman in question my subordinate at the job or in this organization or not? These are the type of questions an individual of high character and integrity would ask himself before making the decision if he's going to pursue a woman or not. Now, sad to say that in 2021, there's a larger percentage than I would like that skip over this number 3 dirty mackin' check, and they don't really care about any of those extenuating circumstances. But a person of high character and high integrity, I don't know, 50, 67% of men are going to look at these things, and if a woman is attractive, of age, he likes her, but it's his homeboy's ex, his best friend's current girl, or anything like that, he's not going to pursue. He's going to friend zone her. He's going to try to attraction level 0 her and move forward. But hey, there still are a population of guys that don't care, and they abide by the well-known adage that all is fair in love and war. So number 3 on the decision tree is the dirty mackin' check. It's when the man evaluates the woman, her past, and the relation the woman has to him to see if pursuing her would be of low character or low integrity. Now, step 4 is, what level of attraction does he put you in? 1, 2, 3, or 4. Like I just said, you can default into level 1 or 2 based off your age, but if you don't default based off age, then he's gonna look at you and categorize you based on your physical appearance. Like I said before, re-listen to episode 2 of the podcast for more specifics on the different levels. But as a general refresher summary, a level 1 woman is a woman that has something physically attractive about her that I like, or she's just barely good enough for me to be, let's say, interested in. And of course, a level 4 woman are the extremely attractive, almost unreal dream women. man, that guys go gaga over when you're not around and he's surfing TikTok, Instagram, or is that his favorite Clear Heels, birthday suits, and nothing else, scholarship raising because I'm only doing this to pay my way through school establishment. Anyway, number four on the decision-making tree is his initial classification of you on the four levels of attraction scale. His initial attraction level to you based on your physical appearance alone. Now on to the fifth level of the dating decision-making tree. Level five, am I looking to settle down? Am I not looking to settle down and I just want to have fun? Or am I just looking to see where things go and I'm open to either option? Settling down in something serious or something shallow and fun. The fifth level is a man asking himself, is he looking to settle down? Is he looking for something fun? Or is he taking a wait and see attitude, and whether he ends up taking things seriously toward the long-term settle down mode, or if he just takes things shallowly towards just having fun, will be determined by how things go and the particular woman. Here are some general tips. A guy is never looking to take things seriously and settle down for the long term if he is under the age of 25, unless he is A, very religious, B, from a small town, or C, terrible with women, used to not getting a lot of attention from women. Either he's religious, from a small town, or is used to not getting the type of attention that he wants and yearns for on the dating market. Those are the only three instances that a man under the age of 25 would be in settle down mode. Religious guy, for obvious reasons, he doesn't want to continue a life of sin or a life of battling temptation. So he wants to settle down. The person from the small town is usually raised with more conservative values in the first place. So that could lean toward the religious reason, but also typically small towns don't have a lot of options. And when people don't have a lot of options, or they're not used to having a lot of options in the dating market, they make decisions quicker. And lastly, the guy who's having no luck or not the type of luck he wants on the dating market, he just wants a reason to not be out here dating anymore. He hates being single. He does not enjoy approaching women. He doesn't really enjoy dating. So if he finds any woman that gives him some attention, treats him halfway decently, then he's ready to check out. Check, please. He's ready to leave the restaurant and continue the rest of his life with her. Outside of those three instances, don't expect a man under 25 to be in settle down mode. Outside of those three circumstances, guys under the age of 25 are in I'm here for a good time, not a long time mode. Correspondingly, men over the age of 35 are either in settle down mode or I'm a player for life mode. Most of them are in settle down mode, but there are some, depending on their previous 20-year history with women, that could be in player for life mode. The guy who's over 35 that is in the player for life mode was either married young and divorced young, got his heart broken, afraid of commitment, or he was the type of guy who always had it easy with women, always got a lot of attention from women, and doesn't really see himself as a father, doesn't really see himself risking his financial gains in a marriage. So he just wants to keep playing the field because it's so easy and fun for him. Now that gap in between the age of 25 and 35, that's where you're most likely to come across the guy who is in let's see where this goes mode. We could go to the left and just have some fun and not talking 90 days, or we can go to the right and start buying each other jewelry and planning a wedding. Let's just see where it goes. Those are the stereotypical age brackets where these different mindsets reside. While I'm here discussing these three different mindsets towards dating that a man might have, I want to take a little side road to another topic that is related. Whether a guy will marry a woman or not is 40 to 50% dependent on if he thinks he is ready financially, career-wise, himself, and or if he is ready to have kids. So 50% of the decision as to whether a man wants to marry you or not has absolutely nothing to do with you. If he's not secure in his career, if he doesn't think his finances are at a level or in a place where he can support a family, he's not going to want to settle down. If he doesn't want to have kids, or if he doesn't want to have kids yet, or if he isn't thinking about kids in the next 5 years, odds are he's not going to want to settle down. He's not going to be in marry mode. He's not going to be in settle down mode. And these things have nothing, almost completely nothing, to do with you. You can be the perfect woman, but if you come across a guy who doesn't have it together, who isn't ready in his own brain to be the husband he wants to be, then he's not going to propose to you. If he sees things changing in the next 3, 4, 5 years for himself, then he's going to want to date you for an extended period of time until those things change. And then 5, 6, 7 years later, he will be ready to propose. If he doesn't see things changing in the next 3, 4, or 5 years, he's going to do one of two things. He's going to play around with you, push your limits, and do whatever he wants to do. Push things as far as he can until you stand up for yourself, leave, and move on. Or he's going to try to lie to you and sell you a dream to keep you around, either until he finds somebody better, or you realize that he's selling you a dream, telling you what you want to hear, and just keeping you around, keeping you treading water forever. You stand up for yourself, and you move on. Anyway, let's get back on track. Let's get off that side road. A man's in settle down mode, let's see where things go mode, or I'm not looking to settle, I just want to have fun. If a guy's in I'm just looking to have fun mode, there isn't much you can do to change his mind from that. If a guy's in the middle, if a guy's in let's see where things go mode, then depending on the type of woman you are and how long you give the situation, it will determine if things turn in the settle down direction, if they remain aimless, or if they turn left to the let's just be friends with benefits direction. And if he is settle down minded, then it depends on you to keep him settle down minded. You must have the characteristics and qualities to stay in that category. You can always be demoted. It's very hard to be promoted. Next, let's move towards just some general philosophies and strategies that men have while dating. During dates 1 through 4, a man is trying to determine if this woman has any of the deal breakers that he can't stand. Deal breakers are unique to the individual, but some of them may include having kids, not wanting to have more kids, having a certain drug problem, being a smoker, being a gambler, being physically aggressive, being messy and spreading y'all's personal business to the streets, having a terrible reputation, being loud and out of control, not being able to hold your liquor. These are some examples of deal breakers. Like I said, deal breakers are specific to the individual, but he's going on dates 1 through 4 to A, determine if she has any deal breakers or not, and B, if she does, how many does she have? Because men's deal breakers sometimes really aren't deal breakers. They're just strikes. 3 strikes, you're out. But 2 strikes, you can stay around. Now you might get demoted. You might get dropped from a level 2 to a level 1 or a level 3 to a level 2 in the guy's mind. But there still might be a place for you in his life. For example, if a man has deal breakers or strikes of a woman being a smoker, a woman having more than one kid, and a woman being a loud drunk, and he comes across a woman who smokes, has 2 kids, but in all other ways is pretty cool, can hold their liquor, and there are no real red flags or strikes anywhere else, then will he marry her? Probably not. He'll probably drop her in his brain from a level 3 to a level 2, or a level 2 to a level 1, and he'll still deal with her, knowing that there's no long-term nuptials in their future. So this is kind of a case of a guy coming in with a let's see where it goes mindset, and because of the woman and that man's particular deal breakers and strikes, his mindset and the type of situation they will have, if they have one at all, is going to be one of let's just have some fun. So like I said, dates 1 through 4, a guy's looking for deal breakers slash strikes. If so, how many? Is there a way we can make this work? Is there a way I can make this work? And he's also looking for personality compatibility, sexual chemistry, and agreeableness slash cooperation. But these are things that I already listed on my first podcast, so the best thing would be for you to listen to podcast 1 and 2 again before listening to this podcast. Next, somewhere in the 3 to 7 date range. I'll call it 5, but in some instances for some guys it's date number 3, and other instances with other guys it's date number 7. The guy will be looking for and expecting significant investment on your part into y'all's romantic situation. A clear investment on your part in you guys' romantic situation. This is including but not limited to the realization of you two's sexual chemistry, if you know what I mean. You opening up your cookbook and trying to whip something up in the kitchen for him, and or you opening up your purse and paying for a date. Without a clear example that you as the woman are invested in this situation, truly like the man, he's gonna feel like his efforts, time, and money has been wasted, and he's gonna either fade away, I think the kids call it ghosting, or he's going to demote you from whatever level he had you on in his brain down to a lower level that you probably don't want to be on, in which he exerts less effort and pays less attention to you and doesn't take you seriously. Now, I can't tell you specifically when this expectation will arise in you guys' dating situation, somewhere between dates 3 and 7, like I said. All that depends on the individual, how he was raised, where he was raised, and his past history with women. Anyway, I would suggest that you terminate things somewhere in between the 3rd and 5th date. If you're not interested in a guy enough to where you would want to either cook for him, share your body with him, or pay for a date. Men know that we must do the pursuing. We must take the risk. We must take the first step. We must carry the financial burden, at least the majority of it. But without any type of payoff for all this investment on his part, without any sign that there's true mutual interest, then the man will lose his motivation to keep carrying this burden. And like I said earlier, things will change for the worse in your perspective. Side note, yes, I said paying for a date or preparing a meal would qualify as acts of investment that a man would be looking for at this stage in the dating situation. But let's not be naive. At a certain point, having fun in the bedroom is going to be something that he expects, or he's going to put you into the category of a woman that's not really interested in him, and he's going to move on. So yes, your body, your choice. Who cares what he expects or wants? You can do whatever you want to, whenever you want to. And yes, you can buy yourself some time by paying for date number 4, cooking for him on date number 6. But if you're unwilling or uninterested in sharing your body with him, then just know that things for 95% of guys are never going to go any further than the 7th or 8th date. The next phase of dating, after the man has seen a clear, significant investment return from the woman towards him, assuming the woman hasn't dropped down too low on the attraction level chart during dates 1 through whenever she showed true, clear investment in their romantic situation. Side note, yes, the levels of attraction are initially based on physical appearance, but that's only initial. If you look at the rest of the items on the list that I shared on podcast number 1 and other things that might be particular to the guy, he's going to recategorize, he's going to fine tune, he's going to adjust how he looks at her and how he evaluates his attraction toward her based on the type of woman she is and how each date goes along the dating process. Anyway, let's get back on track. After that point, the man is going to be focused on those items 5 through 10 on my top 10 things a man looks for in a woman list, in order to see how compatible you guys really are, how deep you guys connect, and how seriously he should take the situation. Is it time to lock you down? Is it time to get serious? Is it time to get exclusive or not? It just depends on how things are going while you guys are dating, how many of those things on the 1 through 10 list you check off, the general vibe, and his headspace. But as a woman, the more things you check off, the better. 8 or more things, and you're in a good position. So there you have it, the dude's dating decision tree and dating strategies. We've gone from strangers to lovers in a serious relationship. I'd like for you to notice something. Men do not go out of their way to be nice to women, to interact with women, to approach romantically women that they are not attracted to and who they, at the very least, want to have bedroom fun with. With the exception of a business transaction or maybe a co-worker slash here in my class type student situation, with the exception of a woman that doesn't pass the dirty macking test or the age test. Outside of those exceptions, 80 to 90% of heterosexual guys are not dealing with a woman that he doesn't want to at least make friends with benefits. So if things end up as a friendship or some kind of platonic acquaintanceship, just know that that's like plan C, plan D for the guy, and that was not his initial intention. Either he got to know you better and realized that anything more than friends wouldn't be anything that he wanted. He was trying to use slow game, get to know you slowly, slowly ease into your good graces, take his time trying to wait for the ideal moment for him to reveal his attraction towards you and move forward. But his plan didn't work out so well and he got lost in the friend zone. Or you didn't show any investment in him when he was romantically pursuing you, so he turned his effort level down low and y'all became friends by default. Maybe you were in a relationship already. Maybe you were head over heels for another guy that you have not entered into a relationship with yet. Or maybe you just weren't attracted to him. Maybe you just didn't like him at all. Regardless, friends wasn't the initial intent of him introducing himself into your life. Always keep that in mind. So let's summarize the decision tree one more time. First, a guy's looking at you determining would he or wouldn't he. Second, he's going to do an age check or try to figure out your age to know if he should or shouldn't. Third, if he's a man of high character, he's going to do a dirty macking check to see if it would be in low character or low integrity for him to approach you or not. Next, he's going to evaluate and quantify his attraction for you based on your physical alone, category 1, 2, 3, or 4. Fifth, he's going to look inside himself and determine where his head is at when it comes to dating. Is he just looking for fun? Is he tired of the dating game and is looking to settle down? Or is he somewhere in between and he just wants to see where things may go? I want you to notice so far how little any of this has to do with you and how little control you have over it. You have control over your physical appearance to a certain extent, but everything else is up to the man, his own character, morals, opinion, age, perspective, and stage in life. Six, he takes you out on a date. You start dating. You're at the initial preliminary early dating stages, and he's looking for deal breakers, multiple reasons why things will not work out or couldn't work out on a serious level. He might demote you down to somebody he doesn't take seriously, or he might eliminate you altogether from anyone that he's going to deal with or pursue. It depends on the man and the stage of life he's in. Next, he's going to be looking for investment from you towards him so he knows that you're serious, you're truly interested, and things should go forward. He's willing to step forward, take the risk, pay the cost, do what he has to do the first 3 or 4 dates. But around this point, he's looking to see what you're going to do. So it's up to you to show investment back towards him, string him along, or end things. Lastly, after you've shown investment a couple times and he knows that you're for real and you actually like him, then dates 5, 6, and beyond can commence. And he's going to be paying attention to or looking for items 5 through 10 on my What Men Look For From a Woman list. He's going to be trying to determine, is this girlfriend material, long-term material, wifey material, or just somebody to play around with, fun girl material. If you fall in either the long-term material or wifey material category, and the man is in the right headspace, sometime after date 12, typically between 3 to 6 months, he's gonna make a decision to take you off the market and claim you as his own, or not. And that's pretty much the different levels of the decision tree. The general dating philosophy for most guys is, we're trying to see, is there a way that this can work on some level, on any level? Men don't date trying to find a reason or looking for a reason to end things. Men typically go by the strike system and not necessarily the here's a long list of requirements and if you don't meet them all, you're done. Or you can make one false move and you're done dating strategy that a lot of women go by. The number of strikes a woman gets varies from person to person, and it's dependent on how good her high points are and how bad or undesirable her low points are that he would give her a quote-unquote strike for. Strikes sometimes demote you. They don't always eliminate you. And lastly, there is sometimes nothing a woman can do in order to get a man to settle down with her. A man settling down is 50% all on him, his mindset, and whether he thinks he's financially able to take care of a family and or he thinks he's ready for kids. What are some takeaways that you can gather from this podcast episode in order to improve your dating life? One, men are visual creatures. You do not have 100% control over how attractive you are, but you do have some control over it. So make sure you're as in good a shape as you can be in. You're stylish and you keep yourself up. Two, make sure your highs are as high as possible. Whatever is good about you, accentuate that and improve upon it. Three, understand that in the dating process, the man's going to be looking for cooperation and investment on your part. If you're not willing to cooperate and invest in him in the ways that he wants you to invest in him, then it's time to cut ties and end that romantic situation. Remember, he didn't initially approach you. He didn't ask you out in the first place because he was looking for a new friend. So if you only want to be his friend, let him know that. Otherwise, if you're going to continue to date him, reciprocation of investment is a must. Four, you must understand that sometimes you can be slotted in a manner that you're never going to receive what you want. It could be your fault. It could be his mindset's fault. But nevertheless, you need to understand when you're slotted, know how to recognize you've been slotted in a friend with benefits only category or a girlfriend that I'm never going to marry category. And then you need to respond and react accordingly so that you have the best chance of getting what you want out of your love life. Everyone's accountable and responsible for their own happiness. Don't let life happen to you. You happen to life. All right, that should just about wrap things up. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. And if you found any part of this episode helpful, thought-provoking, or intriguing, please share it with a friend. The more people I can help, the better I feel within. If you have any questions, any suggestions for new topics for me to discuss in the future, or if you need any clarification on anything I have spoken on, please just shoot me an email at whatishethinking@gmail.com. whatishethinking@gmail.com. Or you can send me a message via my Anchor website. All you need to do is go to anchor.fm/whatishethinking/message. anchor.fm/whatishethinking/message. Go there, leave me a couple words, and if it's constructive, I will definitely get back to you. Or keep your thoughts in mind when I record future podcasts. And never forget, I'm not here to tickle your ear. My only goal is to tell you what you need to know. I'm not here to offend. I just want to see you win with men. Well, until we meet again.